Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knieyer, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining me today. So on today's show, I actually have a new guest. Her name is Terry Lacey. How are you today?
I'm great, Carol. How are you?
I'm well. So Terry Lacey is the new CEO or Chief Executive Officer for our Way Memorial Community Health Centers, correct?
Yes. I've been here 6 months now.
Wow. And, you know, I really wanted to get you on in January, but I wanted to give you some time to, you know, get adjusted to this new position. So how is it going?
It's going great. It really is. Yeah. It's such a welcoming community. And, the work that we do is just so mission-oriented. I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
And we are so happy to have you also. So, you know, in your position as a CEO of the Way Memorial Community Health Centers, tell us a little bit about the services. I know we've talked about them in the past, but what is covered under that umbrella and what is so special about the Community Health Centers?
Well, Way Memorial Community Health Centers is a federally qualified health center. You may hear the acronym FQHC. And so a federally qualified health center receives a lot of federal funding in order to make sure that we provide care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. So within our system, we have individuals that may be uninsured or underinsured, but we also have a lot of Medicare patients and we have commercial insurances. So we take care of everyone in the community. We are the fourth largest FQHC in the state of Pennsylvania. We're centered in Honesdale, but we actually have 18 different sites across four counties in nine communities. So in addition to Wayne County, we're in Susquehanna County, we're in Lackawanna County, and we're in Pike County.
Right. And I know, you know, the FQHC started back in 2007. I remember the day when they received that phone call and they were awarded this status, which was so wonderful for our community. And, you know, I love doing these shows because I also learn more. Like 18 sites is incredible to have within our community and to be the fourth largest. You know, that is just, it says a lot for you know, the Way Memorial Community Health Center. So again, thank you for taking on that responsibility.
Yeah.
What services are covered under the umbrella of the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers?
Well, within Wayne, we have our primary care offices, so family medicine, internal medicine providers that provide care from, you know, newborns through geriatric patients. In addition, we have our pediatric offices that provide strictly care for individuals under the age of 18. We have our women's health centers. So we have obstetricians and gynecologists and nurse midwives that provide women's health services. And we do all the deliveries at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I believe that we're budgeted at having about 500 deliveries this year. We also have our behavioral health department that provides care not only for individuals with mental health diagnosis, but also people with substance use disorders. And we also have two dentist sites. We have actually five dentists that provide care in two sites, one here in Honesdale and one in Pike.
Mm-hmm.
And also within our, we have increased our access by adding a Lake Region Urgent Care. And also our Hamlin walk-in clinic. So they're sites for individuals that may not have an appointment, may be new to the area, may not have connected with a primary care doctor. They're able to walk in and be seen same day at Lake Region Urgent Care and then our Hamlin walk-in clinic.
Right, which is a wonderful service for our community. Again, you know, we know that the FQHC, the primary care, covers, you know, many areas within our service area that you mentioned. And sometimes it is hard to get that same day. And sometimes individuals need that quick appointment to be seen, whatever, but it doesn't quite meet the emergency department, right? You know, the qualifications. So that Lake Region and the Hamlin Walk-In Center are great options for our community. And even the dental, you know, I've done the radio shows with our Together for Health dental clinics. And, you know, you talk about the five dentists that work there, but there's also a lot of community outreach, correct? Mm-hmm. So that's part of what the community health centers do, is they help people out in the community as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Our dental hygienists will go, they go into the schools. So they have a mobile team. And it's really about, you know, trying to meet people where they're at and to provide access. So our sites, you know, we try to have extended hours into the evenings at several of our locations. We are open on weekends at several of our locations. And because people are busy, you know, they're working, they're in school, and, you know, we don't want to interfere with that. But we also want people to take care of their health.
Right. And speaking of health, right, we talked about this, you know, a little bit before, you know, to discuss what we were going to talk. I know the community health centers have many goals, many objectives, but one thing we are seeing as a result of the pandemic is that primary care services, correct? And
yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that and what are some of, you know, your thoughts and what you really want to accomplish?
Sure. You know, what we would really like to see is people to engage in their health. And coming out of this public health emergency, we have found that people have gotten out of their normal routines for just reason. You know, we've all been, you know, healthcare was changed for the last 3 years when we were in that public health emergency. And people stopped getting their preventative screenings done for many reasons. You know, first of all, they may have not have access. Things were closed. They may not have felt comfortable. Other things became priorities. And so now that we're out of the public health emergency, as of May, you know, we would really like for this year to people to reflect on getting back into those routines and taking care of themselves and getting their mammograms done and their colonoscopies done or, you know, their blood work done. And so by starting that, see your primary care doctor and, you know, set goals for yourself this year that, you know, we're going to refocus on our health, refocus on preventative screenings. And because not only have we seen that here within our FQHC, nationally, that's been identified as a trend. So I would ask everyone to, you know, make themselves a priority this year.
Right. And they can call their primary care physician if they're already a member, you know, or a patient established within our health centers. But if someone is looking to establish within the community health center, is there a phone number that they can call to get more information about all the services that you talked about as well?
Sure, absolutely. They could call our administrative office. And, you know, our team here would, you know, identify where do they live, what's the closest provider to where they're at, and help them get established with care. So that number for our administrative office is 570-251-6676.
Mm-hmm. And they could also visit the website, right? You have a website that they can visit as well.
Yes, absolutely. And that website not only provides the care and access points for Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, but it's also the same site that we share with Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I think that's another thing individuals may not realize that, you know, Wayne Memorial Hospital is kind of its own identity, and the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers are the clinical affiliates. Like, we work very closely with a lot, but they are still two separate identities.
Yes. It's actually a requirement for an FQHC to be a separate organization. We have been established to meet the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own board of directors. 51% of our board is made up of our patients. And that also is a requirement for an FQHC, because we need to make sure that we're responsive to our patients and we're responsive to the needs of our community. It's our situation is unique here in Wayne, because we serve the same population as the hospital. So
right.
We do have, we establish similar goals and objectives together because we're serving the same patient population.
Right, right. And, you know, again, talking about services that are available and maybe individuals who are within our system that may not know of the community outreach, right? So you have a separate department under the umbrella of the community health centers called outreach and enrollment. Can you talk a little bit about that and how important it is?
Sure. So As an FQHC, we take care of everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. And sometimes people are afraid to access care because they don't have insurance or they don't know what they're eligible for. So we have two individuals that work within our outreach department, Kyle and Rebecca, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they are just so wonderful at what they do. Mm-hmm. They will meet with people. They'll go to their homes if they can't get transportation in. They have the ability to give people gas cards to help them cover their gas. And they will explore with each person individually what are their best options for health insurance. They will help them apply for medical assistance if they need help with that application. Mm-hmm. If they're denied or are not eligible for medical assistance for whatever reason, they'll help them explore the marketplace so that they can look at all the different options that are available on the marketplace to see what best fits their needs. And if there isn't anything within the marketplace or depending on their unique situation, they may be eligible for the sliding fee scale, which means that, you know, depending on your level of income and the number of household members that live in your home, you could pay some zero for your health care, or depending on your income and your household members, it varies.
Right.
They also have prescription cards that are available for individuals that are having difficulty obtaining their medication, because it's really important, you know, that people get their medicine. So if you are challenged in any way with, you know, being able to go to the pharmacy and pick up your prescription because of cost, you can also see our outreach department, and they can mm-hmm. see if they can help you in any way to make sure you get the medicine that that you need.
Right. And I also want to emphasize, too, is that service, that outreach and enrollment with Rebecca and Kyle is a free service, correct? People
yes.
don't need to pay for that. Yeah. And they may could just go there and talk to Kyle or Rebecca and see what's available for them, yeah. which is so important.
Absolutely. And you also, you do not need to be a patient of Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. Anyone can access our outreach enrollment department, and they are located directly across from the hospital in a home there. And they're called community health workers. So in addition to having a really thorough knowledge of insurances and helping people get connected to insurance, they have access to all different resources within the community and can help educate, whether it's, you know, for electrical assistance, housing assistance, food assistance, like I had mentioned before, pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So they really are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to community resources.
Right, right. And I know that. And, you know, this recently they have established that pop-up pantry with the Wayne County Food, you know, pantry program, which is amazing. We work very closely with the community health centers on our Wayne Memorial Food Prescription Program, which again is another free service for individuals in our community.
Yeah.
It's just the connections that we have together, and but the services that the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers really provide is truly amazing for our community mm-hmm. and out there. So that's why, you know, I asked you to be on the show, because this is Community Health Center Week, right? Coming
yes,
up.
Yes. Next week is Community Health Center Week. It's once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually, you know, right around the second or third week of August. And it's really about celebrating, you know, community health centers
mm-hmm.
and what it is that we're here for. And we're here to meet the needs of our community and make sure that we're continuously evaluating ourselves to see how can we improve access, improve quality, and in order to improve the health of the population.
Like you've just relocated the Carbondale office, correct?
Yes, yes. It's a new site right across from the high school, which is, you know, from an access standpoint, it's, you know, it's much more visible. It's easier for people to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to our family medicine clinic that is located there, we have a women's health center there with an obstetrician and a nurse midwife. There's also the hospital has co-located lab and radiology there. We will have the mammo van in the parking lot so people can get their mammographies done.
Right.
In a month or so, we will be looking to open an urgent care site there. So we're working on the build out for that and hiring staff. So similar to the Lake Region Urgent Care and the Hamlin Walk-In, that urgent care site in Carbondale, which, you know, right across from the school will be a great access point for people that need care.
Right. And again, you know, it's just another way that the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers looks at the needs of our community, continues to move forward, continues to make those improvements. So, you know, Terry, thank you so much for all of this information that you provided today on this show. Welcome to the Wayne Memorial family. Such a pleasure to work with you and finally to sit down and, you know, do this show with you today.
Yeah, it's really great. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.